we made it. We made it. I think we're having some connection problems. We're having bad storms in the area. So
we are having Andor.
Bear with us.
Howdy, Joe.
Hello, Mr. Joe.
Now we're having bad technical difficulties tonight.
We're having some technical issues, which happens sometimes. Yes, there are like huge thunderstorms going through the area. So, like I said, bear with us if we get some. But as you can see, welcome, first of all, to I Live the 80s podcast. As you can see, we have a theme tonight of America. And there is my America-themed eye patch. You can see Mr. Google got all dressed up in his best American clothes.
Right. Howdy, Joe. How are you doing tonight, Joe?
I'm doing well. How about you, partner?
I'm doing my best to talk with my best American accent tonight, Joe.
You're doing a very good job, man. Very good job.
I'm American tonight, Joe.
You are American tonight for sure. Yes, you are.
I got drunk on a sixer PBR tonight. And I went and I rode a horse tonight.
Yeah! A little Pabst Blue Ribbon is on the mind of Mr. Google. There you go. There you go. Nancy's laughing. Look, I had to do the eye patch because I have nothing that I own is Stars and Stripes. And I figured the eye patch would be kind of funny because I always talk about dressing up like Snake Plissken. And what is more American than Snake Plissken? So,
yes.
Big Dan thinks I'm Nick Fury. I could have been Nick Fury. I could have grown the. I should have left my beard. I passed up on a big opportunity. Brandon Barnes, what's up, Brandon? How are you? Big Dan, of course, likes the background. I am a real American. We'll talk about that. Still one of my all time favorite wrestling themes. There's Rusty Shackelford. What's going on? Hello, Nancy. Nancy said he looks like Uncle Sam. Meaning Google. Google looks like Uncle Sam.
Y'all could call me Uncle Google, Nancy.
Gina's here. Hello, Gina. How are you? We thought we would come to you guys with something a little bit special tonight because most of the time we suck and we miss holidays. So this time we are doing something before a holiday. Go figure. So
we're proactive tonight.
We are being proactive, yes, and we are never proactive. We're always very reactive, overly so. But we are going to do our best tonight to talk about America, the 4th of July, and all of that stuff in the 80s. Of course, as always, we will talk about our memories from those times. We'll talk about things that happened in pop culture, as Big Dan is mentioning, and we have the background of Hulk Hogan. Of course, you have Rocky, you have, you know, so many things in the 80s that represented America. And that's what we're going to do. You know, Ed and I thought maybe we would do the Freedom Rock commercial. Remember that? Yo, man, is that Freedom Rock? Yeah,
Rusty,
man.
I think I look like a non-veteran, and I've been told that like by a couple people. I look like a non-vet today. So.
He looks like he's about to jump into NASCAR.
I just need a camouflage jacket, and then I would look like I jumped out of, coincidentally, the movie Born on the 4th of July. Oh. So there's a good segue, Joe.
There's a segue.
Oh, Nancy, yeah, man.
We'll turn it up, man. Oh, my gosh.
And turn it up, man.
Yep, yes. Fireworks are brewing everywhere already around my area. They've been shooting them off for the past 4 days. Ed, I think you froze, buddy.
I booted up a sparkler up my ass, Joe. Yeah! It's hand and a sparkler up my ass. Yeah.
Google's raring to go. He's got the sparkler going. We're going to hope Ed keeps his connection. It's freezing on us a little bit.
Yeah, it's bad.
We'll work
I'm showing
it.
Better
we'll
now.
Work with
I'm
it.
Showing in the green.
Yeah, we'll work with it. Dude, I work at the VA, so you fit right in, says Nancy. There you go. Oh, my, nice headband, says Gwynny. Hello, Gwynny. How are you? Did I meet a Flurkin? I did. Yes, I love all the Nick Fury comments. I didn't even think of that. I could have done Nick Fury, like, really easily. Well, you know, in the 80s, David Hasselhoff, who I would say is very American, played Nick Fury. So there mm-hmm. you go. Before we had Samuel L. Jackson, we had the Hoff playing Nick Fury. So, all right. A little later on, we have a guest. That will be Chris from our chat. So Chris is going to join us a little bit later tonight. We're going to do that same segment that we did with Big Dan last week. So we will have him on, and we will just talk about some stuff right when we are ending the show. And as always, we will have a lyric to close the show out. So just some quick bits of business before we do. Again, Ed and I will be appearing in a music video, and we will show you that when it comes out with our good friend Scott from Elevate the Sky. He is also planning on coming on. I think it's going to be the second Wednesday in July, actually. So that's coming up pretty soon. And he's going to talk about his new album with everybody. So that'll be fun. And then in August, very early August, is the 40th anniversary of MTV. And we will be doing a special on that as well. So, and Scott may come and join us for that as well to talk about music. So that will be a lot of fun. So that's what we've got coming up. But tonight, it's all about America. And let's start out.
As I like to say, America.
America.
Yeah, America.
we could do, what was that? What's that show? America, F yeah, that they do that. I can't remember the name.
That was like by the guys at South Park.
Was it South? Yeah.
Yeah.
With the, wasn't that like, I don't even remember. You guys could tell us. Nancy says, I cannot wait for that.
MTV one,
Gina
yeah.
says, I love the Freedom Rock commercials. And that never, yes. Yeah, I never had Freedom Rock, but I remember them really well. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to take this off because I'm literally getting double vision. So there we go.
Foreigner. Is that your song for tonight?
Yes. I've got double vision.
You have a cool line on your forehead now. It looks like you have a scar.
Yeah, I do right here. It looks like a big scar. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's get talking about America in the 80s, or like I said, as we always do, whenever you happen to grow up. So, Ed, I mean, other than, of course, you know, the mainstream stuff, the fireworks, this and that, what, I mean, what's one of the first things that comes to your mind when you think about America and, you know, this time of year back in the 80s?
Oh, boy. When I think about the 4th of July, when I think about like America, let's see, one of the things, well, I think about the Statue of Liberty, I think about Ronald Reagan, the big thing that when I was researching it that I guess kicked off the whole Americana phase was the miracle, like the hockey team.
Yeah.
That's what we're pretty much us beating the Russians' ass. You know, that pretty much, like, the whole Cold War was going on for, you know, decades. And then us finally beating them because they were the dominant team, you know, that was what in the 80s, like, sparked the whole thing off. And then everything, like, after that, it was like the snowball effect, you know, was that. Then we saw, you know, that beautiful pearly smile of Mary Lou Retton on every Wheaties box. On every commercial, you know, everywhere we saw Mary Lou, you know, would you do her? Let me ask
and there
you.
There are fireworks going off outside of my house, so
is
there
that
you
fireworks
go.
Or gunshots? It's Hazleton.
It might be. Well, yeah, no, it was definitely fireworks. So
okay,
you might be hearing some of that tonight.
Let me ask you, like, she was young, but if she was 18, would you do Mary Lou Retton?
I don't know. She was always too cute to think of that. Like, always too cute to think of it that way, I think. She had, like, those, I don't know. I don't know.
It's kind of bubbly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Like, I like the bubbliness. Like, you know what I mean? That, like, you know, like, super smiley, like, you know what I mean?
Very smiley, yes.
Our good friend yes. Chris, he loves Mary Lou, so.
There you go. Rusty
Come on,
says, I would.
Guys, chime in. Come on, girl. Do you love Mary Lou? Would you do Mary Lou?
Rusty's raising his hand.
It's our segment. Would you do Mary Lou?
That's
Chris was. Said, Chris is one.
Nancy said, yeah.
Chris is typing away. I can see him on our screen. He's like, yeah.
He's muted. Yeah. Let's see what some people are saying. Red Dawn, the movie, said Nancy, great movie. American Gladiator was in the 80s, Gina. Yes, it was. Ronald Reagan. I'm just sitting here finishing my very 80s American dinner of a TV dinner. Yes, very nice TV dinner. Oh, my God. We had those a lot. Ronald Reagan called the USSR the evil empire. He did. He did. This, you know, I go back to... I go back to music a lot of the time.
Rusty would do it and eat a bowl of Wheaties afterwards. You know what? It's after nine. You know what? You could eat a bowl of Wheaties on top while you're doing it, Rusty. Oh, God. And that's I'm trying to keep it kind of, you know, PG-13, if you know what I mean. Yes. Hey, I have the wig on with the mullet. Anything goes tonight, so...
Ed's out of control.
Yeah,
he actually has hair, so that does things. That does things to a man, you know. It does.
And Nancy would not do Mary Lou. All right, Nancy, I respect that.
Okay, yeah, good enough. I had a Mary Lou Olympic leotard, says Queenie. Chris is here. What's up, Chris? 35 years ago, this July 4th, you were in your glory with Americana, the Statue of Liberty's birthday, and your beloved Mets were running away. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, big gear, big sports thing. I go back to some music stuff, as I usually do with 80s. You know, some of the, I'll tell you what, one of, and to this day, I've heard it on, you know, in a few bigger 4th of July celebrations I went to, and to this day, like, there are certain songs that will kind of get you, and this is one of them. And Neil Diamond's "Coming to America," oh my God, I don't know what it is about that song, but good Lord, like that song like doesn't get you inspired to be an American, I don't know what will. But oh my God, that of course the Hulk Hogan song, his theme song, you know. Listen, Hulk Hogan is a disaster. Now, an absolute disaster, and anything but somebody you'd really be proud of. But when that song hits, no matter when I'm watching it, and he comes down and you hear that, I am a real...
Oh, that fires you up, dude.
Oh, my God. Like, this, when you hear that, it just gives me chills, like, to this day. And, you know, certain things, but again, like, music and stuff like that usually brings me back to some of that stuff, and it brings me back to going to see big fireworks displays. Now, my parents actually had them, where, you know, my dad would get them illegal. You could buy them back then, like, you know, they're you can get anything you want now, but they would always end up having some kind of a big display, you know, usually somewhere out as far off the roads as they could, a lot of times on a baseball field or something that was local to where we lived. And it would be a big spectacle. The whole town would end up showing up. We literally got chased by the police. We saw a police car in the back. I remember my dad saying, "We gotta go, run!" We ran into some dude's garage and we hid out in the garage. It was like having half the town that we grew up in the garage. But 4th of July's were always fun. I mean, especially as a kid, it's a magical time of the year. And when you see, there was actually, and we talk about Angel Park, I've talked about it on this show before, it was an amusement park right outside where I live. And growing up, we had this park. We used to go to 4th of July is there. And I'll tell you, I saw one of the most brilliant displays of a local firework. Now, it's not a big thing if you go see it in New York or something like that. But for a local display, I saw them put, fireworks up in the sky that actually made an American flag in the sky. Which, you know, at the age I was at the time, was probably 12, 13, 14 years old. Seeing that, I was like, wow, you know, because I've never been to anything, you know, any big display before. So, but seeing that was really, really cool. Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, yeah, absolutely great song.
Born in East LA. Oh, my God, that movie. We laughed.
Now, see, that fits you right now, dude. You look like Cheech. You look like Cheech.
Hey, did any of you see a lady in a green dress walking down the street? That, you know, it does in that movie where, and, you know, if you pull them up on YouTube, where he played the answering machine. She put the picture of Jesus. Did you ever see?
Yes.
Did you ever see Born in East L.A. or no?
Yeah, a long time ago.
And now I'm getting a little sick, so I might be, and I'm kind of lagging, so I apologize.
Yeah,
but,
you're good.
Born in East L.A., where he put the answering machine, and the picture of Jesus was behind the answering machine, the answering machine was behind the picture of Jesus. So when he calls, and he's like, "Hey, I know what you're doing." And he's watching like the Cinemax channel or the Playboy channel. And oh my God, just YouTube Born in East L.A., like Jesus answering machine. Oh my God. I forgot how awesome that is. That's what the best scenes in the movie were that. I love those movies.
The song is hilarious, Jen. Too. Hello, Jen. How are you? Live Aid. Yeah, we talked about Live Aid, Nancy, before. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, one of the biggest concert events ever. And of course held in, you know, a part of the United States. So yeah, absolutely. I feel the national anthem was heard a lot more, and it just gave you such a feeling even as a kid. Yeah, I agree. You know, now it's, you hear it, you know.
We don't want to go down that road.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I'm saying is now you hear it and it's played so much. Yeah, and it's almost like a, you hear it all at sporting events. You hear it at so many other things, and it's almost like a prerequisite almost now. And you kind of, when that happens, kind of loses its luster, I think, a little bit. So yeah, I agree with what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying. How about Jimi Hendrix playing the national anthem on electric guitar? Yeah, dude, that was an amazing moment. Hendrix was such a good guitarist. Nancy said 4th of July was always swimming, fireworks, and Middlesworth potato chips.
A lot of people, like, you know, some of our friends don't know Middlesworth, and I'll tell you, oh,
good stuff, man, good stuff. Liberty by Grateful Dead is a great song.
Hands Across America.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need another one of those. Well, we can't with COVID. Everybody be sanitizing rubber gloves on your hands.
With the elbows across America.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, just
rubber
yeah.
gloves. Put your rubber gloves on.
Chris is doing a Manscaped commercial. Yes, my face is smooth now.
Do USA I look for Africa. Yeah.
USA for out. Yeah, yeah. A lot, such a. There are so many amazing things that happened. Yeah, Nancy, I'm in a big Kiss mood now because I just watched that documentary that was on the last 2 days.
Was that American, though? Was Kiss taking her makeup really American now? I think we're just, like, sliding away. Now, Dan, there you go, because that was the Statue of Liberty, and that was in 1986. And Cobra came, and you know what? Cobra attacked that moment. Cobra Commander flew the Cobra ship above the Statue of Liberty. And you know what? They were going to detonate a bomb. But you know who swooped in there and intercepted? Duke Snake Eyes Roadblock. And they intercepted it. And they stopped it. And then you know who took a snake in the heart afterwards? Duke did. And you know who he did it for, Joe? He did it for you. He did it for you, Joe. Duke took a snake in the heart for you. Remember that. In 1986, Duke did it for you. G.I. Joe the movie.
The late 1980s for
Look at the mustache. Look at the mustache, everybody.
You kind of look like
Duke
John Oates.
Took a snake for you.
You look like John Oates when
Duke
you get
took
like that.
Yeehaw! Duke took a snake for you. Remember that.
I think everybody's going to remember that.
Hey, Nancy has a good idea. Beers Across America. I like that.
Beers Across America. There you go. Although, by the time everybody...
Whoa there, Tom Selleck. and you know what the worst part is? Is like a Tool, I put on that like stuff that I ordered that stuff that they use, like the glue. So I have to now, after the podcast, try and like put the anti-glue on and get this crap off, and it's gonna probably hurt, and I'm probably gonna have like a red mark, and I'm gonna have to like put lotion on it. Like, this is gonna be bad getting this off. It's gonna be horrible.
I think Big Dan's saying you look a bit like John Holmes. I think that's what he's alluding to.
Well, you should see the one that I put downstairs, because I bought one to match it for down there, so it's even better, Dan. You're going to love the one down there. But that's the after podcast.
That's the after party. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The General Lee was
American. I have a matching one, Dan. Yeah. Oh, I lost my hat too, because I'm wired tonight.
Yeah. Kukulay's getting crazy. Mm-hmm. Kukulay's getting crazy. The General Lee was American. Yeah. Dukes of Hazzard. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Well, then again, they were more the Confederate flag, but yeah, hey. Ed's wearing a merkin, says Steve Shaw.
Merkin. Yeah. I might even just wear it to work tomorrow and just say to hell with it and just keep it on and just see the looks I get tomorrow.
What were some of the things that you guys did? Let us know. So around the 4th of July, I know we had Nancy give a couple of comments. What did you guys do? Anybody out there do anything other than just, you know, going to fireworks and stuff with your parents or, you know, with family, do anything special? Like, I'm Nancy, you probably, you know, with all your concert events, did you ever go to a really, really cool concert on the 4th of July? Because I imagine they would be cool too. I never, for sporting events and stuff like that, I've never actually seen a sporting event either on the 4th of July. I may have gone to one of them up at Montage Mountain. to see the fireworks and stuff after the show. But other than that, I've never been to like an actual concert on the 4th or anything like that, which I imagine would be cool.
Well, we have for American, we have like, well, there we go. Rusty says, Americana. We had like Willie Nelson did the Americana. We had, Neil Diamond did the song. Yep. They Come Into America, whatever the title. We had James Brown. Living in America, which was, you know, coincidentally in the Rocky IV was like, you know, one of the biggest, you know, Rocky versus Drago.
Yeah.
And everywhere you've seen that poster, it was Rocky with the Old Glory draped over him. I mean, for Christ's sake, his trunks were American flag trunks. Yep. You know what I mean? Like Rocky was the... You know, when you think of a movie in the 80s that was like, you know, who was one of the ambassadors for like the 80s movies? Rocky was America. You know, everything was like, that was Rocky. Think about the other ones. I mean, it was mentioned earlier with Patrick Swayze. You know, Wolverines! You know, we had that one, Red Dawn. That was a huge movie. Stripes. You know, Chris, you were just mentioning, I was about to get to that one. That's Stripes is another one. That's an awesome movie. We definitely had Top Gun was another one. You read my mind. Top Gun was another one.
Yep.
We just had the whole list of Born on the 4th of July was another one.
Yep.
And that was more of like a drama, you know, about Vietnam with the veteran fighting, you know. He, you know, he's an all-star football player. He goes to Vietnam, and then he comes back all messed up from Vietnam. And, I mean, we had a whole – that was the other thing. Like, the 80s, we had a string because Vietnam was only a decade prior. So we had Platoon, all those movies that were, like, about the Vietnam War because all those veterans were still, still in that time frame. And I remember my grandma's good friend, her son, I remember him telling me, now I'm small, but, and I wish I could go back and like, you know, listen to those stories. I'm little, you know, he's telling me all these stories. And God rest his soul, he passed on, you know, he had he's from effects of Agent Orange, but, he's telling me these stories and you don't think of those things as you're younger. From like, you know, hearing stories from your grandparents and all, but man, like all that stuff in the 80s, those were big things then. Rambo 2. We were just talking about today, the bow and arrow from the, and that was a Russian ship. And then Rambo 3, which was 88, 89.
That was the Russians, yeah.
That was the Russians.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Stallone was doing all the Americana stuff. Say? The skin flute thing.
Nancy made some kind of a joke.
My friend had a skin flute concert on the 4th of July.
That's not Nancy, that's not actuated. Come on now. You're all right.
Yeah, that's fine. It's all good. Chris says Private Benjamin, Iron Eagle's another one. That's what
Champion!
I said. There were so many of those films that were created around, you know, the fact that we were, you know, we were in a Cold War. It was all United States and Russia. I mean, even go back to wrestling. You had Sergeant Slaughter, who was always, you know, coming out with the American flag, and then, hey, maggot, and then end up turning bad. And he kind of joined the other side for a while.
But that was during Iraq. That's when he dressed like he had the guy to look like Saddam was his manager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I remember G.I. Joe the movie. We'll put you in a ditty bag. An itty bitty ditty bag.
Big Dad says, when Rambo 3 was announced, my Uncle Harold said, how in the hell can they make another one? Stallone and Chuck Norris killed all of the Russians and the Vietnamese. Well, yeah, you know, that.
Rambo's killed about everybody, and he yelled the Rambo.
Yep. Yeah. Do you know if they play the that Rusty's asking it, see if they play the upright organ. Oh, God.
Would that be called the tromboner? Hacksaw Jim Duggan. You know, he doesn't get as much love as like Sergeant Slaughter or Hogan. But you know what, yeah, he had the flag. He was, you know what, it's true. Like, he actually carried Old Glory out with him every time. And he had that and the
2x4.
And he won the first Royal Rumble.
That's right, he did. He did.
Oh, and Dusty Rhodes was the American Dream.
And then he would go, tough guy!
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
It reflects, I mean, a lot of that stuff reflects.
Thank you, Facebook user. Click the link. Yes. Click.
I don't know who the Facebook user is.
Click the link. I can actually lick the mustache. How
up
awesome
close
is
that,
that?
You really scary look like, up close, it looks like John Oates. You really look like John Oates. It really does.
Oh, my God. I love.
He stomped around the ring and looked so, was so lovable. He was. Facebook user is now laughing because we can't tell who they are. Gordon Gekko.
Yeah, we don't know who you are.
Greed is good. At the time, money was about, a lot of the stuff reflected. I mean, even if you look at more, like pop culture, you had Superman, the movie that came out in the late 70s, but then you had Superman 2. And every time, you know, there was something with the flag that he would do. At the end of Superman 2, of course, he comes and, you know, he sets the top back on the nation's capital. Of course, the flag's there. He's flying with the flag.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it was just almost everything you saw. It's Derek. What's up, fellas?
Derek, what's up,
Derek? How are you? There is a link you can click, though, that we could see your name if you would like to do that. Remember being able to put regular gasoline in the car, not the unleaded stuff that we use now, the watered down unleaded stuff. I remember there being lines for gasoline where you actually had to wait in a line because we had a gas crisis going on and a gas shortage. You're only able to go
to Turkey Hill with my dad, and it would be like 98 cents a gallon at Turkey Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? Oh, my God. I got gas today, and I think it was like, well, I used the app, and it was $2.97, but it was like $3.17 a gallon.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, my God, it was like 98 cents back then, you know? And it's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. How about things that brought America? You get cut off there, Nancy. Superman 4, as bad as it was, panned, it was the most all-American of them because of the message in the movie. That was a really bad film.
Was that the solar guy that had the long nails?
That was all with the sun, with the sun guy. Yeah, that was horrible.
He had the coke nails that he would like snort, and then he'd.
Yeah, but what's his face was in that Ducky from Pretty in Pink, John Cryer.
John Cryer,
yeah, that was a bad movie. They filmed that.
He'd take a sneef of coke, and then after he sneefed, he'd cut Superman open with his radioactive nails.
They didn't even have enough money to do that in the United States. They had to do that in Canada. I know. How about things that made Americans unite? For example, Baby Jessica says Nancy. Well, how about the space shuttle? Of course, the space shuttle disaster too. Yes, Google A.
Did you talk about Canada?
I did talk. I just mentioned Canada. Yes.
Ooh, I love Canada.
Why do you
love Canada? I do not like those. I do Son of a beat, went back. Whoa, hold on, I have to fix my hat. I do not like those son of a back. They are the French Canadians. They like, they are fake French speakers. Do you know one time I dated a girl in Quebec? And she tried to talk dirty to me, so, you know, Google likes to get in there, and I'm like, je ne sais quoi, Google, je m'appelle Google, mon cher Blanco. And, you know, she did not know what she was saying. She is such a freaking poser, those French Quebecers. Bleh! I go, that is what I said, Google, I said, I said, Google out.
All right, I guess Google doesn't like French Quebec.
He doesn't like Quebec. Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah. Obviously doesn't like Quebec.
You okay? Maybe that's, he's angry. He's really
maybe
upset.
Maybe none of them like Quebec. We don't know.
I guess so, because I heard those Quebec. Well, our good friend Crims, who used to play Warcraft with, you know, we should get her on one day.
Yeah. Yeah, she was on.
She'll tell us about those French Canadians. She does. She'll tell us about the Quebecers.
She was from Canada, yes.
Right. Gwenny's still somewhere, I think. Or do we lose Gwenny?
She's there. No, she just said Challenger. She said,
Gwenny remembers, right? Crims would tell us about the Quebec. All right, moving on. Yeah, baby Jessica, Challenger brought us all together.
Google, I heard on July 4th you'd insist on American flag silk sheets as you bedded Madam after promising her explosive fireworks. Oh, God. Yes, Gwenny is here.
Google's taking a break. He's angry. He walked away.
He's angry at the Quebecers. I remember she fell asleep on vent and we were worried. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when that, oh, my God. That's going back a ways. We all played Warcraft, and like that was really the only way you could communicate back then. You didn't have all this cool stuff that they have now. Like, now everybody sees each other on video and all that kind of stuff. All we could do is talk, and it was very like wasn't even very clear talking on there. We were all playing Warcraft, and she fell asleep, and we were trying to talk to her, and like nothing was going on. And we were all panicking because like, what are we gonna do? None of us lived near her. We didn't know anybody who. Yeah.
We finally heard her snore.
Yes, we did. We were sitting there. I think she snored. We're trying to figure out what was 911 was in Canada. Yeah. Yes.
Hey, they're actually making a Jim and Tammy Baker movie, which I'm curious to see, bro. I want to actually watch it. Be good.
Our hatred Tammy for Baker. Jim and Tammy Baker brought us together. Yeah. Very true. Again. And there goes the fireworks again. I can see them right outside my window. So there you go. Where I live, it will be a week-long July 4th celebration and probably longer. There it goes. I'd imagine because of COVID that a lot of the celebration this year is going to be insane because it's going to be the first, and nobody could do this last year. So it's going to be the first time families and stuff are getting together for this. They're saying that they're literally running out of fireworks. So they're telling people to get them because apparently like all these places, you guys have those wonderful little tents in your areas that sell fireworks. Yeah. Apparently a lot of them are selling out. So in music, the Beastie Boys came out with You Fight for Your Right. It became an American anthem. Yes. Yep.
Well, let's not forget the greatest American hero. I mean, he was the greatest American hero.
You know, I actually tweeted to Funko Pop, and I'm pleading with them. I usually do this once a month. And I'm like, you guys have every license under the sun. Like, they can literally make Funko Pops of anything. And I'm like, a Greatest American Hero has to happen. Like, you need to make a Funko Greatest American Hero. I don't understand why they're not. What about the National Unified discussed in 81 as we had a July 4th without baseball in the heavyweight showdown between Marvin Miller and Ray Grievy. I remember boxing too, like, and I was never really a big boxing fan, but I can remember watching a lot of big boxing matches in the 80s.
How about the thing that unified Americans?
Oh, fading out a little bit there, dude. Might have lost him. Ed's yeah. locked up. There we go. You're coming back a little bit. What did you say?
I'm saying, how about when the Iranians took all the, what was it, during the Olympics, when they took all the hostages? Remember the Iran hostage crisis? That brought all the Americans together, too. I mean, it's safe to say that I think Reagan was probably one of the most patriotic presidents that brought everybody together, you know, all politics aside. Back then, like, he really, when he was elected and when he took office, like, really, that was the boom. That was what brought I remember everything was like, always, everything was America. Everything, like, people were so, like, patriotic. I mean, that's what I remember from back then. Now, you know, hindsight is 2020, you know, like, you know, when you look back, I mean, things may have been different for those who've, like, lived through it, but, you know, and, you know, Big Dan, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. But
there's a song on Def Leppard's Hysteria album called Gods of War, and on that song, there's recordings of Reagan, and he made some really inspiring, like, statements and stuff like that, you know, that speech he gave where we will not cave in, the thing about the terrorism and stuff like that with Gaddafi and everything like that, and how he basically, you know, sent, I mean, that was one of the first times I had ever seen, because, you know, we didn't go through the wars and things like that, so that was one of the first times I had ever seen military action being taken, where he sent planes, our military to another area, and, like, you know, in Egypt, and bombed them, which, you know, was a big thing. He didn't take any crap. He was one of the presidents. Yeah, he did not take any crap from people.
No, he did not.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
And Rusty, that was one of the other things, Kyle, that terrified me. Like, one was quicksand, and the other was, and it's funny, as a kid, like, the things that scare the shit out of you. But, you know, now it's...
Yep, we lost you again.
Scared the shit out of me as a kid. Now I think it's like fire ants and like pubic lice. But
how are things
but
changed?
Then, you know, it was quicksand and volcanoes.
Yeah, the Mount St. Helens. I mean, look, you know.
I'm having bad connection issues again. Sorry.
That's all good. No, you're good, man.
I'm freezing up again, goddammit.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down the wall. Yeah, Mount St. Helens was a scary thing.
Freezing up again,
you know. What? You're freezing on me? Mount St. Helens was a huge event that had me captivated as a child. Yeah, dude. I mean, when you have a volcano that's in the country, and you're seeing that on TV and stuff like that, yeah, it's some scary stuff. I mean, how about the assassination attempt on Reagan as well? You know, that's another one. When, you know, you saw someone actually go and shoot our president. So, you know, again, yeah, a lot of scary stuff. I mean, some pop culture things I can remember from the 80s. Of course, I was a big comic book reader. So some of the Watchmen, the movie Watchmen, I don't know if any of you have seen it, or if you've read the book. It's a fantastic book that kind of, it's an alternate reality of what the 80s were. Basically, but very, very one of the best comic books I think ever written, and that was done in the 80s as well. Okay, future boy, tell me who's president in 1985? Ronald Reagan, the actor. Who's vice president? Jerry Lewis. Yes, the big earthquake out in San Francisco during the World Series. Yeah, that was the Giants and the A's, actually, too. Two West Coast teams playing each other. Yeah, I remember that. That was scary, also. A lot of stuff that was nerve-wracking as well in the 80s. Yes, absolutely. Portland was under inches of ash for months after. I can't even imagine. You know, I can't even, you think about that. People talk about that, like, whatever happens if Yellowstone erupts one of these days, because that's basically a huge volcano. So man, lots of, you know, look, American Pie, I guess, which is another great American song, but that was in the early 70s. How about this? The guy that tried to assassinate Reagan lived in a fairly close proximity to George Bush's place in Texas. I did not know that. I did not know that. He did that because of the movie. oh my God, Taxi Driver, I think it was the, he was kind of obsessed with that, and old obsession with Jodie Foster was apparently what made him do that. Bay Bridge collapsing. Yeah. Yeah. We're talking about a lot of disasters now. Lots of disasters. Yes. Yes. The A team, says Gina. There we go. Now we're getting back to this.
Those were my fellow nom vets, but they were the ones that were tried.
Now we're getting back into some happy times. Yes. Yeah. The A team.
There's so much like Porky's was American.
Sure. All of those comedies and stuff like that. Absolutely. There's a terrific ESPN 30 for 30 on that earthquake. The A's swept the Giants four games to none, and Dave Stewart was World Series MVP. Yeah, that was after they got beat by the Dodgers, I think, in 87. So I think that was 89 that happened. So I remember that. Magnum P.I. Well, Ed's got a mustache like Magnum P.I.
I think that's what it was. I think that's what it was referring to. Farm Aid. Farm Aid. Farmers.
Yep. John Cougar Mellencamp, I think, did that song called Rain on the Scarecrow, Blood on the Plow. Blood on the Plow. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, a lot of things were, like, you know, just really trying to push it. Anything to just stick it to the Russians. You know, whatever it could really just say, like, F you, Russia. That's what they were really trying to do, just to just get that, just to drum that America's stuff up. And then, like, you know, it's sad we kind of lost all that, you know, this, as we progress forward, we're just losing all that. And I don't want to go, you know, I don't want to go that route, but I mean, we have people turning their backs on an anthem. I mean, look at recently at the Olympics, you know, like, you know, Olympic athletes turning away. We lost all that. We don't have that anymore. And it's sad. We have people dying so that we have freedom. We have troops going overseas dying. It's gone.
Yeah.
We don't have it anymore, and it's sad. Again, another reason why the 80s was an awesome decade. You know, yet another reason why we're doing this podcast, why we're reminiscing of an awesome decade where everything was great, you know?
Very true.
I'll just go back to that.
When he's talking about Chernobyl, we had a nuclear disaster.
Great series on HBO.
Yeah, we had a nuclear disaster close to where we are, too, Three Mile Island. That a lot of people may have heard about. Like, I when you leave the state, you're going through Harrisburg, in that area, you could literally see where that was. So that was another one that could have been, you know, absolutely was disastrous in that area too. So yeah, nuclear power, that's another big thing. That just came about around that time. And a lot of people were very afraid of those things. That's one of those, you talk about those fears that you had. I think one of the ones that I had was, you know, that kind of a thing, like what would happen if one of those, because they used to take us to tour the one that was local to us. We had the one at Berwick, and you'd go in there and they talk about if the meltdown happened and what would happen. I mean, good Lord, you know, if that happens, everyone within a certain vicinity of that is dead. Yeah, and if you're not going to die right away, you're going to get cancer probably and die from
that. Or your balls are going to shrink and you're never going to have kids again, one or the other, right?
Your hair is going to fall out and you're all that
stuff. Speaking of no hair, here's a good segue. I'm going to bring our good friend, Mr. Buckby in. You like that?
What a way, what an introduction.
Well, your head's shaved. It's buzzed down, so it's a good way to bring you in. Welcome, Chris. How are you, sir?
We can't hear you, Chris.
You're muted. Unmute. I don't have you muted. Oh, no. He's muted on his debut. Hello? Oh, no.
He's trying to unmute himself, but he can't. Yeah.
He's not muted on my end. Oh, everybody start talking for him.
My hubby cannot ever give blood because they lived in Germany at the time. Oh, man. Take out Kent State. The school shootings are
up. How about
that? There we go. Hey, where are you? There we go. There we go. We're good.
Now, this is Mr. Rockin' Wrestling 420 for all of you. Say hey, everybody.
Hey.
All right.
What's going on, man?
Sir.
This is great. Thank you for having me.
Anytime, buddy. Anytime.
Well, now we faces to all of our friends. So
yeah, there you go. Yeah, everybody can meet everybody. There you go. Chris, why don't you tell the guys about tell them a little bit about yourself? Obviously, Chris has his own show that he does. So why don't you give yourself a plug?
Yeah, well, I've just been in the music business and the wrestling business for the last 20 years. And knowing bands and DJs and stuff, and being DJ at some strip clubs. And I just had some friends, like Matt Stryker was one of them from the WWE, nice. That just looked at me and said, you know, you should have your own podcast. And so I was like, and I'm not, and then I, through that years of doing that, I met so many other people like yourselves, and I just, you know, I got a podcast, and it's called Rocket Wrestling Local 420. Because those are my three favorite loves. And rock music from day one, my whole life, is all I've ever really cared about. And I love certain aspects of professional wrestling, and I just love it's the earth.
There you go. There you go.
So
you had me
all
at
sorts of guests on.
You had me at strip club. Tell me more about the strip club you're talking about. Actually, we'll just talk after the podcast, okay?
Tell us, you know, you always talk to me about all the shows you've gone to. Like, you've been going to shows for how long now? Like, 30 years?
The show was like 11 years old. Like, there were some concerts I was at really young, but I started going to concerts. My uncle took me to my first show here in Reno at Lawler Event Center. It was the Doobie Brothers. And a year later,
McDonald in the band?
Yeah. No, he wasn't. He wasn't in the band at that time. No, he had already left. Him, I don't even think Skunk Baxter was even in the band at that point. But I just through years, rest of my family took me to see the Dead at a young age, and growing up here, there's a lot of music history here. Like one of the best punk bands ever, 7 Seconds, is from here. Also, another great punk band. Sucker Punches from here, and then Judas Priest was on trial here in Reno back in the late 80s, early 90s, and so just like I said, just years of, especially being a Deadhead, I just I sold tie dyes and pipes and stuff on the lot for so many years, and became a mobile head shop, and then like I said, working with all the bands, doing bookings at clubs and stuff once in a while. Just had people say, hey, you should have a podcast. And so here I am about 3.5 years later.
Awesome, dude.
There you go.
Well, anything we could do to push you and promote you, we'll do. Anything we can help you out with.
Yeah, totally. I appreciate it. That's why I love plugging you guys at every episode. You know, there's a few people that, you know, I love that have been really since day one, like Chad from the Two-Man Power Trip of Wrestling. He has a podcast with the franchise Shane Douglas on Vince Russo's Realm Network, and he's been on my show a few times. Karrion Kross from the WWE has been on my show, and I've had musicians that have played like Jerry Garcia and other people, and you know, not just jam bands, because my other love is heavy metal, but you know, I've had a lot of cool people. I've had people in the weed industry, people in the music industry, people in the wrestling industry, so... My cool one right now, like I said, my claim to fame is when you first hear my show, the first thing you hear is Killer Kross. And, you know, if you guys are watching NXT right now, dude, Karrion Kross is just kicking butt.
Yeah. He's going up to SmackDown next.
Yeah,
huh?
He's going to end up on the main roster.
And that's going to ruin him.
He's going to end up up
there.
That's
a whole
soon.
Different podcast. That's this guy's podcast.
Yeah, that's
Joe's.
Sooner or later, I have to show up on that show.
Yeah,
it's we have a lot of fun doing that. It's I mean we're
losing viewers. We're talking wrestling. They're all dropping their drink. They're dropping. We're losing them, Joe.
So Chris,
talk 80s.
Chris, tell everybody what I mean. We're talking obviously about America and the 4th of July. So what's some memories you may have had obviously from 4th of July.
Well, here in outside of Reno, because I grew up in Reno and I also grew up in Oregon, there's a thing called High Sierra Music Festival in Quincy, California, just an hour northeast of here or northwest of here. And it's on 4th of July weekend every year. So, but it's out in the mountains, so they don't do fireworks, but they have a festival every year. And everybody's played this. It's been going on for 30 years, actually. It's like the Oregon Country Fair for Oregon. High Sierra Music Fest has been going on. So every 4th of July, you're either in Quincy or you're here in Reno and something's going on downtown and there's fireworks. And but I mean, I've spent, I did a 4th of July with, at the time, about 16 years ago, when the Dead got together and did that Wave That Flag tour. And they were right outside of Portland, and it was during the 4th of July, and it was just, it was a great experience. Like I said, also growing up here in Reno, being like 10, 12 years old, just looking at downtown and seeing all the fireworks go on over, you know, what, you know, Little Vegas, basically. So, you know, I've had some great experiences on the 4th of July. And like you were saying earlier in the other episodes, you know, there's so many things, like, you know, Ralph Hinckley, for instance, the greatest American hero, just growing up, we, you know, like you were saying, you know. And, you know, what's funny is you want to nerd out on that. If the first, the from the pilot and the second episode, he was Ralph Hinckley. But the third, fourth, and like fifth episodes, he was something else, like Ralph something or other. But he wasn't Hinckley because Hinckley had just went to Reagan.
They changed it. Yeah, you're right.
And unless you have the DVDs and you're a nerd like us, then you wouldn't even know that.
Yeah.
You know what's supposed to be? F. John Mayer. I freaking hate the New Dead. John Mayer can suck my ballsack. That is what I have to say. What do you think, Buckabee? I am fucking Jerry Underwear. Do you agree with me?
Oh my God! And you told me not to cuss. It's a
family. I know.
Sorry, I put it slipped out. I apologize. I had a couple. I am trying to be American, and I had some Jack Daniels. I apologize.
John Mayer's grown on me. Like my
I listen to that. Your body is a wonderland, and I have to makey makey with the women. And I cannot listen to your body is a wonderland, and then I want to listen to, like, you know, all the Dead songs. None of that's great for Dead New Dead crap.
Yeah. Well, there's a
come
lot
on, you say you're a deadhead and you want to listen to the New Dead? Come on! Buckabee, what is wrong with you?
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Kublai. Kublai's going off?
Yeah, he went off.
He did?
Kublai goes off.
Kublai went off?
I just went.
Sorry
for the password, Joe. I love you. Google it out.
Whoa there, Cheech Man.
I know, right? I love the Dead.
Your
friend of
tongue,
the, friend of the devil is a friend of mine. Says,
sorry about the F word. It kind of slipped out. We'll kind of blurt it out or something on post.
Rusty says David Banner somehow switched from to Bruce Banner. Is that they switched that for the show?
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, they switched that for the show. Yes, they did. I hope Neil Young will remember. Southern man, don't need him around anyhow. Sweet Home Alabama. Yeah, great song.
Well, that's absolutely great song. That's Americana, but that's
that. Yeah, that was more like what, mid 70s? I think
early
that was.
70s.
I was gonna say early 70s. Okay. Yeah. Leonard Skinner was definitely Americana. Sweet Home Alabama.
Completely Americana.
Oh,
yeah, my gosh.
Wow, they're loud tonight.
You got some. Are you sure it's not Gunshot's show?
No, I'm sure.
In some ways, even the Eagles were, you know, even though they were hip in the 70s, Skinner, definitely Americana. You know, like the Grateful Dead, the Allman Brothers, a lot of bands like that. CCR is another one.
Yeah, Creedence, yeah. Yeah, Fogerty then went on to that solo career, and he did that Center Field song. He had a couple of solo albums.
And that was always a great video because it always had the bloopers. So you'd always, like, see that come on, and you know what I mean? That was a great way to do that.
Yeah. At that time, the name Bruce was associated with homosexuals and society was still harboring antiquated opinions, says Big Dan. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I didn't really know why they changed them. I had no idea. I knew that it was obviously different from the books. I didn't understand why they did that. Nancy says, Chris, thank you for hanging out with us. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for hanging out
with us. Definitely. Let's see.
Happen.
What else we got here? Nancy said she loved bed. Yeah, Nancy, we're gonna have Nancy on at some point too to talk about music stuff. For
she like the dead?
Excuse me. Yeah. But there you go. So tonight was all about America in the 80s, and we hope that it is getting you psyched up for the holidays. I know, obviously, outside my house is getting psyched up for the holidays.
Yeah, Joe, your house is like a war zone tonight.
I know. It's going to be like this, like I said, right, probably through Sunday now. I didn't think it would start this early, but yeah. Yeah, it's going to be crazy. But anyway, it is that time of the evening because we're just about done. So it's time for the weekly lyric. And
Chris is getting, look at the hands are going. He's all fired up.
this one's pretty easy.
Am I allowed to guess or do we have to?
Absolutely.
Yeah, in there. Why not? There's
okay,
no
I just want to know since I'm with you guys. Am I allowed to? Okay.
Absolutely.
This one's pretty simple, I think. I think a lot of you people must have. Saturday in the park, it must have been the 4th of July. It's the big band. All right, here we go. Now, I can't, there's a lot of this. I just can't do it because it's too easy. But here we go. All right. Well, speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we've got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never fell. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. There you go. There you go.
I can name that song in three. Name that tune, Joe.
There you go.
Nancy says
Lady
the
Liberty
Wiz
or something like that.
I'm like Johnny. What's his name? Johnny Carson. I'm gonna hold the thing up. Nancy says the Wiz.
I'll give you a clue with this. This is that the band had a very, very, very famous song. This one was popular as well, but not as popular as. And I'll also say they were considered a, I'd say, southern rock slash country band. So
Nancy's pretty sure the answer is the Wiz.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
Well, it's not ZZ Top, is it?
Nope. But you're on the right track. You're on the right track. Let me see if I can think. I'll give you verse one. Well, the eagle's been flying low, and the flag's been flying. The eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fail. Well, speaking just for me, and some people from Tennessee, we've got a thing or two to tell you all. That was the first verse. And then the second verse comes up. Tom Petty is not
just
Tom Petty.
A country song.
It is. It again.
Okay, yeah. See, that's probably why I wouldn't know.
Alabama.
I only like outlaw country.
they were a crossover, I would say, though, between.
Is it an Alabama song?
No, it is not.
Yokers Boys.
They, when I think Americana, that I think of Alabama.
Here, think of the devil. Think of the devil.
When he says Hank Jr.
Charlie Daniels. Yes. Charlie
which song was it?
It's called In America.
In America.
It's called In America. Yep.
Because I think you're right.
Charlie Daniels says Gwynny.
Gwynny was getting up there. We had to give her a minute. Gwynny said Hank
like
Jr. or
Charlie
Daniels.
Yep. In America.
I'm gonna give half the points to Gwynny Jr. To Gwynny.
Yep. Yeah, Gwynny.
Yeah, I was calling her Gwynny Jr. for a second.
No, I mean, obviously we don't ever give anything away, so nobody wins anything. It's just for bragging rights. Because we're not a bigger
later,
show
you should
team.
Start giving stuff away.
Right? Yeah, right. One day we will. When our Australian populace increases and we get more views.
And when we get sponsors.
Yes. Yes. Maybe one day maybe. If we keep having Chris do Manscaped ads, you never know.
Wait, or when the Bedazzler. Maybe if the Bedazzler picks us up. Or the Floby, one or the other.
Or Aquanet.
Aquanet.
Aquanet. Oh, man. All right. Well, thank you, obviously, to Chris for joining us. We really, really appreciate that. And, Chris, give your podcast one more plug before we go. Sir.
It's on Podomatic. It's Rock and Wrestling Local 420. I'm on Instagram as Punching Baby Yoda. I'm on Twitter as Punching Grogu because I'm a big Baby Yoda fan. So
yes,
but find me on Instagram. That's where I'm most active is Instagram.
Very cool. So check
I'm
out
on YouTube
Chris's podcast
too, right? Under the name Rock and Wrestling Local 420 if you want to subscribe to my YouTube channel.
There you go. Go and hit that subscribe button. But thank you so much for joining us. We really, really appreciate that. Guys, thank you for coming out tonight, obviously, with us as always. Sorry about the technical stuff. It happens. This is just something that happens on YouTube every now and then.
Ryan, I'll be returning my porno mustache back right after the podcast. Thank you.
If he can get it unglued from his face.
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
If he can use it.
It's going to be a rough night.
Or else he might be using Nair.
And the pube stash is going to be tough getting that one off, too, because, you know, the curtains have to match the drapes, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my gosh. Rusty says, shocked. I was sure that Nancy had it. You know what? One of these weeks, we're going to do that just on purpose, so she'll guess it right. So, yeah, we will do that one time. But anyway, thank you so much for coming out. Really, really appreciate that. And I see some people in the chat already mentioned. Have a great 4th of July weekend.
Yes.
Everybody, make sure that you are safe. Make sure you stay safe out there. It's going to be a raucous 4th of July for sure. Yeah. So from all of us, to all of you, have a great holiday weekend. And hopefully we will see you next Wednesday for another episode of I Live the 80s podcast. Good night, everybody.
I hope I wasn't too nervous.